Honorable Chair, Excellencies, Madam the Director General of the World Health Organization, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start by congratulating the elected President, Vice President of the 66th World Health Assembly. And I also like to thank Madam Director General for your inspirational speech. This is a reminder of the health challenges that need to be addressed. It's a privilege for me to represent my country, Timor-Leste, to deliver this address on the occasion of the 66th World Health Assembly, which focuses on how to ensure the place of health in the next generation of global development goals. Timor-Leste is a member state of Southeast Asia region. It's committed to the goal of nation building by establishing peace and stability. It faces numerous challenges that affect health and the well-being of its people. Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. The Human Development Index value for Timor-Leste in 2012 is 0.76, ranking the country at the 134 out of 187 countries. Poverty levels remain high. The life expectancy of Timor-Leste is 60.2 years and occupies the lowest rank compared to its 10 neighboring countries in the Southeast Asia region. The adult literacy rate, a percentage aged 15 and above, is still estimated to be approximately 58%. While Timor-Leste faces significant challenges to its vision, our country has many strengths and advantages that include culture, heritage, history of the resilience and determination of its people, rich marine and other natural resources. The Millennium Development Goals helped us focus our development efforts by making our development strategies results-oriented. Timor-Leste's National Development Plan 2011-2030 and the National Health Sector Strategic Plan 2011-2030 are in line with the Millennium Development Goals. Nonetheless, the fundamental barriers to attaining MDGs have been resources, conflict, and fragility. To respond to the issues of the post-2015 development agenda, Timor-Leste hosted a conference on the post-2015 development agenda in February 2013. It was attended by the government and civil society from the G7 Plus group of fragile states, the Pacific Islands country, and the group of the Portuguese-speaking African countries, PALOPS. The theme of the conference was Development for All, Stop Conflict, Build States and Eradicate Poverty. The theme of the conference was, as I stated, Stop Conflict, Build States and Eradicate Poverty. It concluded with the Dili consensus that underlined the fact that MDGs cannot be achieved in small, landlocked or conflict-affected states in the absence of peace, stability, and the rule of law. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, our Constitution clearly states that everyone has a right to health and medical care, and the duty to protect and promote them. The state shall promote establishment of national health services that is universal and general. The national health services shall be free of charge in accordance with the possibility of the state and in conformity with the law. Therefore, it's beyond doubt that health must have a place in the next generation of development agenda. The debate on the post-2015 development agenda should take into account the fact that health is central to sustainable development. This necessitates the promotion of a multi-sectoral approach to health that focuses on social, environmental, and economic determinants of health. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, in Timor-Leste, health in the post-2015 development agenda will include continued push for filling the unfinished agenda of MDGs while also addressing other emerging priorities. Completing the unfinished agenda of MDGs will include addressing high levels of mother mortality rate, infant mortality rate, malnutrition, child mobility and mortality, and the renewed focus on communicable and neglected diseases. There is a need to strive for improvement, for improving universal health coverage, promoting health equity, and delivering quality health services, improving health sector capacity in addressing non-communicable diseases. Let me conclude by saying the Timor-Leste Constitution embeds medical and healthcare as a fundamental right for all citizens and imposes a duty on the government to promote and establish a national health system that is universal, general, free of charge, and as far as possible, decentralized and participatory. Thank you all for your attention.